Hello, hello. You're listening to Natasha Devine, and this is Tash Talks, a place where I heart ramble on all things love, life, and relationships. It's raw, it's real, it's playful and sexy. Sometimes it's confronting and a little bit naughty. It's life. Hello, and welcome back, beautiful people. Wow, episode 2. Firstly, I would like to say thank you so much to everyone for all the beautiful feedback from last week's episode. I was overwhelmed and I was incredibly excited. What a relief to get out my perfect imperfectionly messy self and to receive such lovely feedback that it was just Tash. The heart rambles, the tangents. It was a pure reflection of myself, and that is very much what I'm all about and what my message is here. One of my messages here for the world. And that's actually what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. Is my perfectly imperfect life and how I encourage you to live your imperfectly perfect life. I've just come out of a beautiful session with one of my teens. She's 14 years old, absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to do some incredible things in this world. And we were talking about the vision, the big vision. And I like to work on a big dream 10-year vision. And how we often don't achieve the goals that we want because we're so hung up on making sure that it's perfect. And even down to just schooling or work or, you know, trying to find the right relationship or being the right parent. We have these ideals of how perfect something should be. And what happens in that is that we get stuck. We procrastinate. Because perfect isn't, there's no such thing. Like it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous notion. We all know it's ridiculous. Yet we still strive for it. And I really want to encourage you guys to think about where in your life are you not creating, not showing up, not just being, you know, just being present and letting go and enjoying your relationship or your family or your work or your hobbies because, or your schoolwork, because you're so hung up on getting it right and that it all being this picture you have in your mind, or you're being so harsh on yourself, or it's because you're comparing what it's going to look like to what someone else has done. And instead, just show up and fucking do it. You know, like, I had put off doing this podcast for 5 years. Now, okay, there was a lot of reasons as to why. A lot of it too was that I was overwhelming myself with how am I going to edit it? What am I going to call it? What am I going to talk about? I never run short of anything to talk about, and anybody who knows me knows this to be true. But I felt like it had to be perfect. I'm doing air quotations. You can't clearly see me, but let's imagine it and picture it. And picture it. Now, see, I could. Here's an example. I could cut that out. But I ain't got time for that. If I go, oh no, I stuffed up my words and now I've got to cut that out, I'm going to get overwhelmed because I don't know how to use this editing program thing very well. And then I won't do it. And then episode 2 won't go out. All because I stuffed up my words. But let's be real now. Anyone who knows me, and I don't know actually one damn human on this planet who speaks ever so eloquently and gets every word out correctly every single time. No. We are human. We are messy. We are perfectly imperfect fucking creatures. And that's okay. Let's celebrate our humanness. Let's celebrate our uniqueness, our beauty in that messiness. Because if you are listening to me and you go,
she stuffed up.
Yeah, I did. Dan gave me some, he listened to my podcast and he said, oh, there's one section where you sound like you're reading a bedtime story. And I was like, ha, yay. Because I actually want to write a kid's book and I think reading a bedtime story would be great. I'd love, when I write my book, I'm going to do my own audio version. I thought it was great. Could take it as an insult. He didn't mean it as an insult. But I could. And actually, to be honest, when he first said it, I automatically went to get defensive and defend the way I spoke. And I was like, well, it's just me. And he said, I know, but, and I love it. It was definitely you. And this is the thing. Anything that we want to do, it's us wanting to do it, right? Just as you are. Show up as you are. Do the things. Give it a go. It'll be messy, yeah, it will. But if we don't do it, there's no movement. Clearly, that was clumsy. But in action, there is movement. There is growth. There is lessons. And I like to do my life from an inspired action kind of place. And believe me, I have the constant doubts. It's not going to be right. It's going to sound clunky. Someone's going to listen. It's going to sound crap. This, that, blah, 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 blah. But I have to get out of my head. And this is what I speak with my clients about. This is the work that I do whilst I'm doing the work, because I ain't no bloody guru. I do the work and I teach the work that I've done. And I do the work with you. And in the inspired action, if we just act when the inspiration is there, it creates movement. It energetically brings like this, it opens a gateway of more inspired actions and more movement. And the more we do it, the better we get. And there's always going to be messiness. If I get this audio, say I care to learn how to edit. I mean, I kind of do, but I've got enough shit to do. My list is as long as Santa's. I'm sure many of us can relate when we're running our own business and we're parents and we're in a relationship and life. But if I cared and I did it and I edited out my stuff ups, I made it all more contrived. Is that the word? It's not going to be me. And my whole being is about authenticity. Authenticity has been, actually used to be one of my businesses, Authentic Beauty by Natasha. Authenticity is everything, because that is who we are. And that's what I want to see all of us be. It's just the best version of ourselves, which is ever growing and ever changing. And the only way we can ever be our best versions is if we just live and be and do the version that we are right here and right now. Let that one sink in for a minute. That's really powerful. Hit my heart rambles. I do quite often say some really great things. And people say, you should record that. And now I'm recording it all, but I'm not going to go back and find it. So if you hear something good, just take a moment and sit with it. Breathe into it. Feel it. You'll remember it later when you need to. If it's meant for messages meant for you, you'll receive it. Just sometimes you got to get through the hashtag heart rambles tangent tash to get there. Even with this podcast, I originally, a lot of the procrastination was over the intro. Because in podcasting land, most people have like this perfect intro. It's all written perfectly, it's said perfectly, and there's music over the background, and it fades in and it fades out. And Carly Nimmo, shout out once again, has all the tools available for me online, and she would tell me if I picked up the phone and asked her how to do it all. But it didn't feel right for me. Now, anyone who doesn't know me, I am a wild child. I will always rebel against what everybody else is doing. I don't want to fit in with the crowd. I want, not that I want to stand out, I just don't want to do as I'm told. There's those air quotations again. So I wanted to be different. So I went, you know what? No music. Because I can't be bothered trying to put it in and all the music sounds tacky. No offense to anyone with a podcast and their music. I don't like it. I don't like any of the free music that there would be, blah, blah, blah. So I've opted out. No music. But now all you have is my voice. And I pre-recorded the intro for the first episode. And this episode, I could have used the pre-recorded intro, but then I'd have to go and get it from another file and put it in. Now, okay, I'm coming across as really lazy. It's not lazy. It's just I understand where my energy is best used. So I pulled out my script and I read it out. Done. Now all I have to do is export this audio after and write some words to it and send it to all the places, and it's done. It's out there. I did episode 2. It doesn't have to be that hard. We overcomplicate everything. Even the other coaches that I was training with when I was doing all my coach training and stuff, the school that we went through, they teach a specific way. It's the way of most of them. And a lot of people were quitting. They weren't even starting their businesses, or they would start their business and then they would just be so stuck because they felt that they had to do it exactly like they were taught. Now, there's always rules and regulations with some things, and I'm not saying to go against those. But how you coach, how you be, how you do business, it's not a one thing fits all. We're not all designed to be in boxes. Well, I don't know any of us that are, but some people like the comfort of a box. I don't. So a lot of people would give up in the coaching industry and they would come to me and they'd ask, like, you know, how are you doing what you're doing? Like, you know, they're seeking some advice and inspiration. And my advice is, you do you, boo. Like, do it the way that feels right for you. If you're trying to follow a structure or a method or the way someone else is doing it and it's not feeling good in your soul, it doesn't feel good in your gut, it's becoming a stress and it doesn't feel good, then it's not worth doing, honey. Find what feels right for you and flow and grow into that, because that's where you will expand. I am here to show you that you are this perfect, imperfection being. You are perfectly imperfect just the way you are. And what you have inside of you right now is so magical and it's so beautiful. And I see it. And if I can't see you, I can feel you. And I know and I believe in you. And I believe that if it feels good for you, and it's something you really want to do, fucking do it. Just show up just as you are. Let it be messy. Because that's beautiful. And hey, the more you do it, the better you'll get at it. Eventually, I may not fumble with my words so much. But maybe I won't. Maybe that's just me. And I'm okay with that. So my question to you is, are you okay with being you? Are you okay with messing up and owning up and just having a laugh at yourself and going, okay, well, I did it? Because the only difference between the person that you are looking at and you are aspiring to be like, or that you are inspired by, the successful person, the only difference between them and you is that they felt the fear. They did it anyway. They showed up. They allowed it to be messy. And they did it. And that's it. No one is better. No one is beneath you. No one is above you. We all have the same opportunities. It's just those who are doing it are doing it. So, with that, what are you going to do? What is it that you want to do? I would love to know. So, hit me up. All you got to do is search Natasha Devine in Google. You'll find my website, my Facebook, my Instagram, LinkedIn. There's so many ways you can find me. Send me a message in any means that works for you and tell me, what are you wanting to do? What are you willing to do? What are you ready to do? Answer this. Are you ready and willing and okay to show up as your beautiful, messy self? Because if you are, I am so fucking ready to be here and support you and cheerlead you on. And if you're not, that's okay too. If you're inspired by something I say, then continue to just keep listening to what I have to say. I post stuff all the time. Videos, written posts. There's lots of different ways that you can get inspired if you like my vibe. Take the inspiration. There's so many amazing people. Look out for the people that I follow. Seek your own people that you follow. Just get inspired. And just keep believing and having hope. Because I believe that if you can just get through that discomfort and that fear, accept it, embrace it, and just show up, own your messy, beautiful self, you will feel so fucking amazing and you'll be doing the thing. And before you know it, 10 years down the track, and you did those things you wanted to do. Okay, I think I'm going to wrap with that. Not actually wrap, but wrap it up. Call it a day. That felt good. All right. I hope that today you got a little bit inspired, got something there. I think I want to do this. If there is something you would like me to talk about, a topic, or you have a question, hit me up, find me, message me. I would absolutely love to riff, heart ramble on any topic that you would like, or I'm happy to answer any question as well, because I think that would be fun. And I want this to be interactive. I know it's just me talking to a mic staring at my screen while this little app thing does all its movie things that I have no idea what it's doing. But I'd really love to know that I'm talking to you, you know, and that you really do feel that this is for you, and that I'm listening, and that if you've got something you need, you've got a question or a topic you like covered, that I got you. I got you, babe. Okay. That's it. Much love, light, and passionate soul fire. Did I say soul flower? Let's take two on that one, because that's not my sign off. I'm such a beautiful fucking idiot. Much love, light, and passionate soul fire. The Surrender Goddess, the Unconventional Therapist. This is Natasha Devine. Love you.